All right. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. So Proverbs chapter 3, this is a message the Lord has really just laid on my heart last night. Early this morning, I was getting up and just thinking about what to talk about. And I just had it. If we would have had church today, we would have been continuing our study of Matthew 19. And we would have found ourselves right around verse 20 in that area right in there. We were going to be talking about the young rich ruler and how did he really love his neighbor. Because Jesus came to him and said, you know, hey, if you really want to be my follower, go sell all your possessions, give all the money to the poor, and then come follow me. And he went away sad because he wasn't really willing to do that. He didn't really love his neighbor enough. And so this passage was just on my heart, and it wasn't part of my sermon for today that I had planned. I just made some notes here on one of the church calendars that were in the sanctuary, and I just want to share it with you today. The title of the sermon is this. The wind's blowing my Bible all over the place. If you can, then you should. Actually, I got that wrong. If I can, then I should. How about that? That's the title of the sermon. If I can, then I should. Proverbs chapter 3, if you want to find that, verse 27 and 28, we're just going to talk about these two verses. This is what it says. Proverbs 3, 27 and 28 says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. There's Roger Bowles. Hi, trying to preach here. That was one of the children hollering at me. So we just talked about we should let the children interrupt us. It's not a big deal. So just kidding there. But anyways, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 and 28 says this. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. All right, this is what I want to talk about. Do we really love our neighbor? Are we really willing to give up what we're doing, or what our plans are, or whatever it is, to help our neighbor in need? And it doesn't just happen to be in a snowstorm or when we have bad weather. It doesn't have to be anything else. It's every day we should be thinking about how can I help my neighbor? What has God blessed me with that I can help somebody else with? What has God given me that I need to go in return and share and help others that may be in need, or help my neighbor? So this is number one. I want to show you two things, two ways that we really need to think about how we're supposed to help those in need. Number one is this: spiritually help them, right? As a believer in Christ, if we are a member of the church, I say it all the time, the Bible says it, that is not the church. We are the church. The people are the church. And so if I am a member, if I am the church of Jesus Christ and His Spirit lives within me, right, and I've accepted his salvation through Christ, and he's made me a new creation, then guess what? I am responsible at that point to go to all nations and to share the good news, to make disciples, and he wants to use me as an instrument to advance his kingdom and to help other people understand the goodness and the grace of God and the love of God and what God wants in their life, and to teach them the word of God. And so number one, the way that we need to help somebody and help our neighbor is spiritually help them. Now, obviously, we're going to share the gospel with them. That's our first priority. We need to share the good news of Jesus Christ with them. But this is what I really want to concentrate on today. What about prayer? How often do we say, well, I'll keep you in my prayers. You're in my thoughts and you're in my prayers. I see it all the time on Facebook. Somebody will put something on that they're going to have surgery or whatever, and everybody in the feed is just saying thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers. But how many people, I wonder, including myself, actually stop and hit their knees and spend devoted time praying for their neighbor, praying for their family members, praying for their friends, praying for their enemies. How about that? Praying for those who persecute you, praying for those who you work with, praying for that boss that you don't think treats you fairly, praying over your children like we did last week. How often do we spiritually help our neighbor by praying for them? Right? So often what I've learned as a pastor, a lot of times people, they'll come to me and they'll say, Pastor, would you pray for me? Pastor, would you be in prayer for this person? Would you be in prayer for this? I have surgery on the 27th of this month. Would you pray for me on that? Pray for my husband. Pray for my wife. Pray for this. Pray for that. And a lot of times it gets overwhelming. Now, I'm not complaining. That's part of being a pastor. I want to pray for you and I want to. But what I'm learning about my weakness is that if I don't write down those prayers and those names and I don't put them in my Bible or somewhere around and remember them, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fail to spiritually help my neighbors and the church members and my family and my friends here in the community, because I'm going to forget and we're weak. And so if I know that, I have to take the steps to say, you know what? I'm going to write down those prayer needs, because if not, I know they'll never, I won't be able to help my spiritual, spiritually help my neighbor. All right, so there's one way we can help them. Here's another way. Pray for them with them, right? And so instead of saying, I'll pray for you, and I've learned this, and I'm learning this as I go along, it's like, say, you know what? Let's pray right now. Let's pray right now. Your husband's surgery is on the 27th. Well, let's pray right now for him. Let's pray that God will go before you and fight your battle. Oh, you're having problems with this person or that person, or something's going on. How about this? Let's pray right now. Well, we're right here in the mall. We just happened to run into you, Pastor. I don't know if I'll... No, let's pray right now. Let's pray right here in the hospital room. Let's pray right here in the church service as we're getting ready to leave and everybody wants to go to lunch. Let's pray right now. And these are the two things that I've learned that helped me. So I hope that helped you. If you want to spiritually help your neighbor, guess what? Go share the gospel with them. Go share the love of Christ. Go share the good news of Jesus with them. If you want to help your neighbor, pray for them. Honestly, pray for them. Spend time in prayer on your knees, praying for their needs, praying for their whatever it is, their struggles they're going through. Spend some time spiritually helping your neighbor. Number two, the second way that, and my fingers are freezing out here. This seemed like a good idea. we're going with it. All right. Physically help them, obviously. Okay, so if you want to help your neighbor, if you want to help them, and there's a way that you can physically help them, guess what? You need to go help them. If there's somebody that God has put on your heart, you need to go help them. I got people waving at me, and so y'all missed the memo. We're supposed to have church outside today. So, anyways, if God put somebody on my heart, if all of a sudden I've got this like this. This burden on my heart, or somebody pops into my mind, and I'm like, I wonder how Miss So-and-so is doing, or I wonder how this couple is doing, because I know they don't have a wood stove, or they don't have heat during this storm, or I know they're not able to get out and shovel their sidewalks. I believe that God has put them on your heart. God has put that person on my heart for a reason. And so often we say, well, somebody else will probably check on them. Or you know what? That's what we have deacons for. The deacons should probably go do that. Let me call the chairman of deacons, and let me call him and tell him that we probably need to get the deacons out there to help him. Or maybe let's call the pastor, because the pastor needs to know that such as... Why don't we do this? Here's just a little crazy idea that I'm learning. If God has put somebody on my heart to help, I need to go help them. If God has put somebody on your heart that you need to go help, you need to just stop what you're doing, and you need to get up, and you need to go help your neighbor. Because if you can, you should, right? So how can you help them? Number one is this. This is what I just was thinking about. This is common sense stuff, right? Common sense stuff. This is what the book of Proverbs is all about. It's about common sense and wisdom and insight. Proverbs chapter 1, it says, these are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. I'm not wise. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. And so how can we help somebody? How can we physically help them? Number one is this. Pick up the telephone and give them a call. It's that easy. Physically helping somebody is picking up your phone and dialing their number and say, you are on my heart today. How can I help you? Check on them. Let them know you're thinking about them. Pray with them over the phone, right? Maybe even just send them a text at the least. But there's something special about hearing somebody's voice and actually calling them. I'm preaching to myself this morning because I need to do the same. I've got friends that call me. One of my brothers in Christ called me this morning just to check on me and tell me that he was thinking about me. And that leads us right into the second thing, and that is this. Go visit them. Go visit somebody. You want to physically help somebody? Go visit them. It has been proven that when somebody is depressed, when somebody is physically ill, whatever it is, just having people come and see them and visit them improves their health, and they heal faster than they would if they were all by themselves. And if nothing through this, whatever you call this pandemic and whatever that stretched on far longer than it should have, I'm going to stop there. Man, people are struggling. We've been so isolated. We've been so away from each other. This is what my brother, Pastor Gary Osteen, calls. He calls the ministry of presence. The ministry of just me being in the presence of other believers is so good for me and so healthy for me. And so number two, if you want to help somebody, go see them. Go visit them. Make some time. If you're driving by their house, to turn around. If they're, God put them on your heart, stop in and just say, I just want to let you know I've been thinking about you. Is there anything I can do for you? I can't stay long right now, but I will come back. What do you need? Is there anything I can run down to the store and grab for you or whatever? These are things that I'm learning as a pastor. Just little things. When God puts somebody on my heart, He wants me to do what I can right then. Number three, the last way if you want to help somebody is physically, obviously physically help them. If you've got a strong back or a strong enough back and you can go out and shovel somebody's sidewalk tomorrow or later on today or whenever this storm stops, if you can go get some groceries for somebody and deliver somebody some pizza or whatever it is, you should do it. Because it says it right there in the word that we read today. It says this, it says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. Our neighbor deserves it. Guess what? You know what they? You know why they deserve it? Even if you don't like them, they deserve it because of this right here. Because of that right there. They deserve it because Christ gave His life for you and me when we didn't deserve it. That's why we help our neighbor. That's why we love our neighbor. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say, come back tomorrow, and then I'll help you. If you want to help your neighbor, if God has put something on your heart, you need to help them now. If there's any way that you can help them. That's what God expects from me. That's what God expects from you. So just remember, if you want to help your neighbor, you can help them spiritually. If you want to help your neighbor, you can help them physically. And God wants you to do it today. Just yesterday, I'll tell this story on myself. One of my neighbors, and I've got the best neighbors in the world if they're watching. I just want to put that out there. The best neighbors anybody could ever have. My physical next door neighbor had a tree down in her yard. And I knew that they hadn't been feeling good. And I said, and I saw her outside and I said, do you need some help getting that tree down? And she says, well, yeah, that'd be great. We've been under the weather and we just kind of leaving it there or whatever. And I said, and me and my kids were loading up and we were going to go to the place where I like to go hunting and fishing. And we were just going to go kind of get outside for a while because we hadn't been feeling good and we were feeling better. And I said these exact words. And I think this is why God put this on my heart for today. I said, well, maybe I'll come back tomorrow and I'll clean that tree up for you. And in the same breath, I said, well, no, tomorrow it's supposed to snow, so maybe later on during the week. And that's what happens when we don't just do it now. It would have taken me 10 minutes to go clean up this tree limb in my neighbor's yard. And I said, maybe I'll come back tomorrow and help you. So often we do that, and tomorrow turns into next week, and next week turns into next month, and before you know it, next month turns into 6 months, and 6 months turns into a year. And we've been so self-entangled in our plans that we haven't helped anybody. So today, instead of focusing on our power maybe going out or the fact that we can't have church in our church building together, let's focus on this. What is it that I can do for somebody else today that's in my power, that God has blessed me with? Whatever it is, if it's big or small, what can I do? How can I spiritually help? How can I physically help my neighbor today? Because if God has given me something, a way to help somebody, then I should use it and I should go do it. If I can, then I should. Amen? I'm going to read the scripture one more time for us, and then we're going to close in prayer. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow, and then I'll help you. Aren't you thankful that Jesus, when He was headed to Calvary, and He knew what lied ahead of Him, He knew the cross was lying ahead of Him, aren't you thankful that He didn't say, God, let's go back some other time. I don't really want to do this right now. Aren't you thankful that He did what He could right there where He was? Amen. Would you pray with me as we close? Lord, we just love You this morning, and we just thank You for the cross. We thank You for for what you did for us on the cross, even when we didn't deserve it, the love that you displayed for us. God, because you could do it, you did it. And we praise you and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would just put it on my heart today to see who I can help today. Not to withhold anything good from those who deserve it. And to never say, I'll come back tomorrow, but help them right then. Lord, if I can do it, Lord, put it on my heart that I should do it. Remind me of Proverbs 3, 27 and 28. Lord, I just pray for everybody who's listening today that you'll watch over them, keep them safe, but also, God, that you will convict their hearts, that you will convict our hearts together, that we will look beyond ourselves and our own needs. We all need bread and milk for whatever reason when it snows, but what does somebody else need? God, put that on our heart today, that we may go love our neighbor and help our neighbor today, just like you told the rich man. Love your neighbor as yourself. Lord, help us to say, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to drop my plans. I'm willing to drop whatever it is, and I'm willing to go follow Christ and to go love my neighbor. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful weather you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm going to go thaw my fingers out and get me a cup of coffee. God bless. We love you. And if you need anything, if there's anything that our church can do for you during the storm, if you hear anybody that needs food, needs groceries delivered, if we end up getting, you know, roads closed down again or whatever, please, please, please let us know. We have people that just reach out to me all the time saying, if you hear of anybody in need, let me know. And so we'd be glad to help you if you need that. So take care. Thank you. Lord willing, we'll see you next week.
Hello, my name is Anthony Clore, and I'm honored to be the pastor here at Fork Union Baptist Church. I hope you were blessed by the message today, and I want to encourage you with this. God is always willing and always waiting, and always wants to do great things in our lives when we simply read the Bible and hear biblical preaching and teaching. But we must allow what we hear to be applied to our lives. So if you feel God tugging at your heart or speaking to you today, I want to encourage you to stop whatever you're doing right now and respond to Him personally. And if you would like to let us know what God is doing in your life through this podcast ministry, we would be so blessed if you would reach out to us by email at churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. Again, that's churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. You can also try us at our office at 434-842-3390. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope that someday you will join us in person. We meet each Sunday at 11 a.m. Take care and God bless.